Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. How are we, sir?
Zen.
Very
quite
zen.
Serene, actually.
Oh, I had one of those nights last night, though, where I was tossing and turning, I just couldn't.
We making pancakes.
Do you know when you? No. Do you know when you
playing
just lie there going, what?
Playing with your cock.
Oh, that is early this week, isn't it? We're going early this week.
Tossing again, but turning.
Do you know when you just lie there going, for some reason tonight, I'm not gonna sleep.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I didn't. And then you're like, what if you do? Don't look at your phone because the pressure gets to you. Then you go, I've got 5 hours till I'm up. I've got 4 hours till I'm up. 3 hours. So I'm running on. Empty, right. So I might be delirious by the end of this.
Well,
I'm having a great time so far.
I can tell you why you feel like that. Because you drank for the first time 2 days ago.
Yeah, so I completed Dry January, which
was
great.
I mean, not to peek behind the curtain too much. It's the 31st of January, the day we're recording this. So and you drank 2 days ago. So in what sense did you complete Dry Jan?
I think I'm seeing it as a challenge where if I got over a certain percent there. You know, like when you get a first in uni.
You can't get better than that.
You can't get better than that, but only you only need 70%, really.
Yeah.
Do you know what
I mean?
Yeah, I do.
And so, also, like a master's, it's pass or fail, but I think the pass mark's like 50 or 60%.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fucking hell,
so
do
you
one.
Can't. So in a way, you pass.
I passed. Percentage wise.
Percentage wise.
Did I complete it? Probably not.
No.
On the 28th day, I crumbled.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a wonderful Patreon special for patrons, Sloppy Joe's. Podcast. If you go and sign up now, you can watch me very hungover recording it. And by the way, Ethan, remember to subscribe to the channel.
Oh yes, please subscribe to the channel, and we'll keep making these videos.
I hate that you say that every time. Yeah, that's why I started to interrupt you then, because I hate that you. The implication there is if people don't subscribe, we're going to stop.
Well,
it's not going to happen.
You need to give them a kick up the arse.
No, you don't. You need to give them good content and they will come.
Well,
build it,
are.
They will come. Link to the patrons in the description though. Good stuff.
So I had a drink on the 28th of January, and it was going to be that date because there was a nice award ceremony that celebrate Manchester Food and Drink Awards on Monday.
Just so it's an award ceremony that celebrates the Manchester Food and Drink Awards?
No.
So this is like an award section.
Oh my God, do you think there is an award ceremony
they should
for the best awards?
Like, the best award goes to the Emmys.
Yeah, or the Oscars did pretty well last year, didn't they? They won
the best awards. They won best award for best picture, which is obviously the big one.
They also
won best award for best director. What? But I think the Emmys won the best award for best writing.
What will win best
screenplay,
trophy?
Original screenplay. Best trophy, I think it's the Emmy. Personally,
do you know any other awards apart from the Emmy?
The Oscars.
Every single.
Oh,
what
do
about
I know?
BAFTAs?
Oh, do I know any award?
Or the Golden Globes?
I don't know those. Huh? The SAG Awards.
The SAG.
I don't know.
Even one wins them.
Right,
that's awful.
Starting early.
The Turner Prize.
The Turner Prize.
Yes, what the Booker Prize.
What does that mean?
Yeah, that's what
I thought. Ivan Novello Award.
Exactly.
Who was he?
I don't even know. Some sort of piece, wasn't it?
Yeah. So essentially, Monday was. Yeah. I mean, it was the coming together. Of Manchester Food and Drink.
Okay.
And I thought, it was free wine.
Yeah.
I did 28 days.
Yeah.
Have a nice Monday. Now, I've got Tuesday. Oh, I didn't have Tuesday off. We were working here, weren't we?
So you were hosting this, were you?
I gave out an award.
See, in my head, and I don't just mean this because of the vague sort of, if you squint, you can see the similarity. You're the sort of the James Corden of that world, aren't you?
You're
very much the sort of, let's imagine each restaurant in Manchester as some sort of pathogen on the body that is the UK. You're very much the white blood cell that has visited each one of those pathogens in your time, haven't you? You just sort of float along, you go in here, you deal with that one, you deal with that one. You're kind of sweeping up the streets.
Yeah.
There isn't a restaurant in Manchester that doesn't know your face. And let's be honest, fear your face.
No, they don't fear me. I'm very lovely.
I fear.
They didn't. So I guess you won Restaurant of the Year.
So is this the restaurant of the year, or is this the award for best restaurant of the year?
No, this is restaurant of the year.
Restaurant of the year. Because I want to have a fair guess. Is it every restaurant in Manchester, or is it, no offence, all of the ones that sort of make a big fuss on Instagram?
It is a combination of both. There was 8 up for it,
right,
including many that you've been to.
Okay, right, don't say
the big guns.
So some of the big guns are there. So like, for instance, Manor, which is Manchester's only Michelin star restaurant, was that on their list?
It was. It got booed on the night.
Yeah, of course it did. Because everyone's jealous. This is why it's pathetic award ceremonies.
Excuse me, when you see the reality one, you won't be thinking it's pathetic.
Well, I still think it's pathetic that people boo a restaurant for being good.
Do you think?
I think the best restaurant in Manchester, I think there's probably three options.
Okay.
For me, my favourite three restaurants in Manchester, I think Erst is fantastic.
Yeah.
I think This and That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
This and That. That's what a fucking fight that
Jesus,
is.
Jesus, yeah.
I think you got to...
Wait.
What's your... This and That. I get it. This and That's lovely. I mean, if anyone doesn't know what This and That is, it's like a sort of canteen vibes. You all sit on like stools and you get £6 rice and curry. And he thinks it's fucking...
It's one of the best restaurants. It's one of the best restaurants in Manchester.
No. It's one of the best food in Manchester.
Right, so what in about that?
Well, restaurant means it's a bit more to it than a restaurant, isn't it?
It's got plastic plates and creaky, sticky chairs. Hey,
there's a bowl full of just raw running chicken.
And also, here's my other one. Does it extend to Stockport? Greater Manchester.
Some Stockports were in the wood, but I don't think...
Okay, and my three favourite restaurants in Manchester, Erst, This and That, Mekong Cat. I think they're the three best restaurants in Manchester.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've mentioned the winner.
Erst.
No, This and That.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
Erst. Did Erst win?
Erst win. Yeah. Oh, it's won.
It's fair. Yeah. It's exceptional. It's very good.
I gave out what?
What else was on it?
Well, Sparrows.
I'm going there on Friday, actually. I've been once 2 years ago and I really liked it, but I need to go again. Just need more.
Yeah, Hawksmoor was up for it as well. Why?
Well, it's not even from Manchester, is it? It's a chain.
Yeah, but the thing is, they do quite well in trying to make it.
This is what I'm on about.
Good, some good chains like Hawksmoor. They've got one in Liverpool now. They make it seem like it's a homegrown brand by doing certain things. And
Yeah, fair enough. I'm not going to diss them, but it don't feel like a Manchester restaurant.
I give the award out to Fat Pats for winning Food Trader of the Year. That's a big one.
Oh,
that's
wow.
A big one. That was a big
so
one.
So what's it? Sorry, what's it? So Food Trader, that's just anyone who sells food. That's better than Restaurant of the Year in a way.
It's sort of, but it's also mainly putting a highlight on those that might not actually have a seating area.
Your dark kitchens.
Yeah, your dark kitchens, your takeaways.
So what else were some of the options there? Because this is very Manchester focused, but then again.
Burgerism.
Good. I'm glad I didn't win.
Little Sri Lanka.
Never heard of it.
What else was up for it?
Good lad.
No, here's the thing. I didn't have to do the nominees, which I was very for.
You didn't?
No. The presenters did the nominees. And they go, here's who give what the award is. Joe McGrath.
Who were the presenters? Because I'm...
Matty White.
No.
What do you mean, no?
You've got to get that gig over Matty White.
Nah, he's been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah, to be fair to Matty, he's the sort of, he's the godfather of that world, isn't he?
Yeah, so fair play. Anna Jameson, who you know from the radio.
Oh, I do know her. I've met.
So them two were the hosts to go. Here's what.
I'll give you that. Fair. Two hosts. Good. Fair enough. All right, take it back. I thought they were going to have some Johnny Come Lately who thinks they're the new Joe McGrath sneaking in, but yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair.
And. And then they'd go, here's the to present the award, it's Joe. And then loads of cheers for me.
Boo.
No boos. Matt White did mention that I was sensationally sacked by XS before I walked to the stage.
That's unbelievable.
As a bit of a laugh. Didn't want to really address that again, but I had to. I quit before I was sacked.
Yeah, you jumped before you were pushed, didn't you?
I jumped before we were pushed. What a jump. And then I gave out the awards, made a couple of gags.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like what?
I brought up the obvious. I'm looking like Luke Littler.
I thought you meant you were just like stuffing food down your throat, so yeah, you were gagging.
Just gagging like that. I'm just polishing off all the nominees.
It was a crazy meal.
What, you had everything at once?
No.
Do you know like when people who are doing the Oscars, the judges have to sit and watch like every film? Did you have to eat everything that was there?
Get this. This is the meal they had for the Food and Drink Awards.
Yeah.
Right? It was wild. The starter was a little bowl of pho.
Brilliant.
No.
Why?
Brilliant. Because pho isn't what you have a little bowl of. Pho is a very hearty sort of, you get fresh coriander, you go for it, you make it your own.
Yeah.
Essentially, by the time it got to us, it was lukewarm broth with a lot of rice noodles kicking about, and there was no way to zhuzh it up.
A zhuzhless pho isn't pho, as far as I'm concerned.
Main course was sound, it was a pie.
Where were they from?
Tallow.
I've not had them.
They were just, different people did the different courses. So a pho place did pho, obviously. Tallow did the pie. And then dessert was crazy. It was some sort of coconut ice cream.
Wow, bold.
With popcorn on top.
No. Ugh. They've messed up.
These are some of the best mouths. Is that the right saying? These are some of the best tongues in Manchester. God. And you're serving your cocktail ice cream, coconut ice cream to us.
I love coconut. I would have enjoyed that, but it's not a crowd pleaser, is it?
No. I had two bowls. Someone wasn't eating there, so I'll go for it.
Can I mention another place I've been to this week? I went to the Northern Pie Company.
Nice.
Have you been there?
I've been there, yeah.
There?
Their pies are... Did you have... It was the ham hock one on?
No, well, I had chicken leek and ham.
Oh.
And honestly, absolutely fantastic. Yeah. The chips as well are like chip shop chips. Like really crispy, freshly cut, clearly do them themselves.
Yeah.
The gravy's very good. The gravy wasn't the best gravy I've ever had. It was very nice. But that pie might be the best pie I've ever had. That's and the chips were amazing.
It's
not too
that.
Expensive either. A pie's like £7. It's fantastic. We should. Fantastic. I'll see if we can get it. But if not, we'll have to go in. But
I was your
very Manchester centric. Good question. Have you been to, I don't know, the Far East?
What do you mean, like Iraq?
Easter.
More easterly. I love Easter.
Easter.
More Easter. Where's Easter than Iraq?
China.
I've been to China.
Too far.
Oh, Kazakhstan.
Less of the accents.
That was no accent at all. There's no accent.
Moving in a bit. Yeah. Or is it one of the stands? One of the stands?
No, Iraq. The stands are to the west of Iraq. Largely.
Oh, not Turkey.
Further east.
Oh my God. Saudi Arabia.
Further east.
Fucking hell.
Yes.
So it's what's in between Saudi Arabia and China, Ethan? Throw some guesses.
Kazakhstan.
No, I've just said the stands and they're on the other side.
Sort of northern.
Mongolia.
No, yes, correct, but we're not in Mongolia.
Iran!
Very close.
Yes.
You're within spitting distance.
Pakistan.
Oh, you couldn't be closer.
What did he say?
Pakistan, you couldn't be fucking close if you...
India. Yeah.
Oh. Have you ever been to India?
What?
Have you ever been to India?
No.
Well, you don't need to because I brought it to Stockport. Cue the Indian music. Ethan, play it over the top. I don't know what that means, but just Google it.
Great. Okay.
Brilliant.
You're early free.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because all I know about your curry making Saturday is that you text a group chat we're in going, sorry, I've not replied, lads. I've been cooking a curry for 9 hours.
Yes.
And I went, oh, that's bullshit.
You maintain
you've cooked for 9 hours.
I didn't. So here's the thing. The cooking process didn't take 9 hours, but let me take you through the nine hours it took for me to create this curry. We go to Rush Home, okay, also known as the Curry Mile. Is that
I don't think it's very
said?
Much. Yeah.
I didn't know if that was like
offensive. It's
on the side. It says on the start, home of the Curry Mile. It was the Curry Mile, but there's not many great curry spots there now. Moogly's great. Oh, yeah.
You okay?
Moogly's great.
Okay.
I was just thinking about another one that I forgot. But it's with time, it's sort of transferred itself because it was the Curry Mile, essentially, when Indian people, Pakistani people came over.
Yeah,
Bangladeshi people, and they created their own restaurants like that.
Yeah.
But now you've got more of a Syrian influence, Afghanistan influence, so the kebabs and shawarmas are now the big things and big long kebabs and stuff like that.
Oh,
so it's like the kebab mile.
Yeah, very good.
Who knows what will be next?
Who knows? There's a lot of cumin involved, though, isn't there? It's still the maybe they could call it the cumin mile. Because all the way from Turkey to sort of, you know, eastern India, cumin is very heavily involved.
Oh, what does cumin look like again?
I don't know all I know is it looks like a brown powder. I don't know what it looks like whole. Is it a seed? It must be a seed.
Cumin seeds, yeah, sound about right.
Yeah, so it looks like. Anyway, so we go, me and Lizzie go to a, I don't know actually what the phrase would be, but it's a supermarket that sells a shitload of Indian stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is Indian or whether it's, I don't know. Anyway, loads of stuff you don't see everywhere else. And I love going to places like this because it's just, you see garlic that's the size of your head.
Yeah.
And I bought, do this. PK joke.
Sorry.
Garlic head, which is what you give after you've had a big curry. I bought a big kilogram bag of already peeled garlic, which
a kilogram?
Yeah. Too much. Didn't need it. Still got 750 Gs in the fridge going off.
Was it fresh? Was this in the fridge?
Fresh garlic in a vacuum sealed bag that have had all the skins taken off.
And once you've opened that, there's no going back.
No going back. I've probably got a week to finish that. And it's been 5 days.
Have you ever had that fucking pasta dish that's just garlic and oil?
Yeah, what's it called?
Garlic oil.
Aleo olio garlic. Oh, it's so good.
Aleo.
Just make someone out with some pasta tonight.
Yeah, I could do it actually. Just put all the garlic in and just put two bits of pasta in. So I get that. I get loads of different things. And here's the thing. I know I'm not creating the most authentic on the streets of, you know, Goa curry here. I'm making what is referred to as the B-I-R curry.
B-I-R?
Which is
guess.
Burr.
No, it's not just a word.
Why did you just make a sound effect then?
It's a acronym.
Oh, like you're trying to scare us.
Not an acronym.
Oh, what are you doing?
I don't know what it is.
It stands for British Indian Restaurant, which is a type of cooking that is used in Indian restaurants, Bangladeshi, Nepalese, Pakistani restaurants, that is in Britain, that is made so that you can churn out Indian-style food, curries and stuff quickly to a mass market.
Nice.
Which involves a lot more sort of tips and tricks and sort of slightly maybe cutting a few corners here and there for the purposes of speed. So we've got all your classics in there. I made two different curries, a saag paneer, spinach and sort of cheese, and I made, for the first time ever, a garlic chili chicken tikka.
Oh,
honestly,
delicious.
So good. So do you want to know some of the shortcuts? Because obviously we all know cumin, turmeric, coriander powder, garam masala, all these things, your traditional, your classics, your garlic and ginger, all that stuff.
Which one gives you yellow fingers?
Turmeric.
I had a bit of what I'd like to call Becky's away. So I had a little bit of a fat bastard Sunday where I just ordered 12 lamb chops.
No, you didn't.
From the curry.
12? That's so many.
And then the next day it looked like I fingered a minion.
Yeah.
Because that's tough. Was just, and I couldn't get it out.
No, you can't.
I was scrubbing. What's in it?
I don't know what's in it. It's obviously some kind of dye. But the thing I love, just quickly as a quick
quiz
aside, do you know whenever you stain anything, whether it's your fingers, the sofa, you spill this, you spill that, this is discoloured, whatever, there are only ever, and I don't know how this happened, there are only ever three suggestions that Google will give you.
Yeah.
That, like, no matter what's happened in the house, this is burnt down, this won't work, the washing machine's broke, there are three options. It is baking powder.
Yeah, that's big.
Some sort of white vinegar.
Yeah.
That's 85% of the time you're getting one of them two recommended to you. And the other thing that you sometimes get, toothpaste. And I don't know why, but these are the only things that clean anything, apparently. I don't know why that is. Have you noticed that?
When I burnt plastic into the hob the other day, it recommended nail polish.
Oh, that's a good one.
What did you do?
I just left some plastic on the hob and it melted it all and it just started bubbling away. So I put loads of nail polish on
there. Did it fix it?
It did, a bit of scrubbing, but I tell you what, it did the job.
Where did you get the nail polish from? Patterson.
Yeah, you know.
He sniffs it before.
World in Tuesdays.
That's what keeps him going.
Yeah.
So the curry, I'm going to give you a few little British Indian restaurant shortcuts here. Okay? Number one, you know about the base gravy already, we've spoken about that.
Yeah.
That's...
But did you have some of that ready?
No, I had to use a carrot and coriander soup because it was short notice.
Hold on, what do you mean, Sean? I should have 9 hours to cook the fucking thing.
It takes like 3-4 hours to make a base gravy.
So what are you going
to
do with... Yeah, what are you going to do the rest of your 5 hours?
I'll tell you. So it took me an hour and a half,
talk some shit,
2 hours...
MasterChef, you'd be done, mate.
To get to rush home, get back with the stuff. That takes me an hour and a half, 2 hours. I've rushed home and everything. Then I'm making the curry. So I'm marinating the chicken. And here's your first little... Right? Do you know that beautiful red colour on the chicken tikka? Wow, look at it, gorgeous. That's food colouring.
What?
That's just red food colouring.
Are you real?
I promise.
I don't know.
It is.
Because...
No, don't say you don't know.
Here's the thing with that is, as British people, we've been drilled into us to cook chicken like until it's like got no flavour left, really, because you're worried about salmonella.
Of course.
So why would we want to make it look... red,
because
which is slightly pink, isn't it?
Yeah, well, because it's only the outside that's red, because that suggests to the eye, wow, this has been absolutely packed with spices, chili powder. Like some chili powders are very red,
yeah.
But do you know that bright red you see on a chicken tikka piece? I hate to tell you, is food colouring.
Really?
There's your first tip.
So did you use food colouring?
I used a bit of food colouring because I wanted to, because Lizzie's mum and dad are coming around. Lizzie's whole family came around, by the way. This is who this is for. I wanted to blow their bloody socks off.
They're still up from the coffee tasting.
They're still looking for the roof.
They've not slept in 21 days. They're starving.
I said, this curry will put you to sleep, trust me. There's your first little sneaky tip. Your second, well, the first one was the base gravy. The second one is they're just using food colouring. And it's fine, there's no problem with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your third tip, here's your third tip, right? Yeah, ready for this?
Order one in.
No. Order one in, yeah. No, your third tip is the following. The curries themselves are being, let's just say.
You forgot the third tip.
No, I haven't. There's some performance enhancing drugs going in those curries.
MSG.
Not MSG, but good guess. Jarred pataks, masala paste, mango chutney, lime pickle, tandoori paste.
You sound like a lot. You sound like the work was done for you.
No, well, it best
not
to do it.
What were you spending 9 hours on? You used soup.
Yeah.
You've used paste.
Yeah, food colouring.
And you've used food colouring.
I've used pre-peeled garlic.
Painted your chicken.
Yeah, I painted the chicken. Yeah.
What was these 9 hours? What
because,
are you doing?
Because I'm marinating the chicken. So cutting the chicken up, getting rid of any sort of gristle or bones, making the paste, putting it on foil in the cupboard. That takes 20 minutes just doing that. Next thing, I'm preparing my spinach.
Got a lot of time here.
I've still got a lot of fucking time. What do you mean? Stop. You're preparing your spinach. What are you doing? Picking the fucking things?
No.
You've got it in a bag. Oh, what we're going to do? Let's prepare this.
Well,
are you
going
to wash it?
So here's the thing. Here's the problem with spinach.
I don't think you're very good with time, are you?
I'm not saying... I didn't use time. It's an Indian...
Nah.
Here's the thing with spinach. Right? We all know it's about 10 times the size in the bag than it is in the,
the
pot. So I've got to chop up a volume of spinach like this... And I ain't got no chopping board big enough, baby.
What do you mean?
So
where are you getting your spinach from? Is it not already chopped?
It's a 400 gram bag of spinach, which is like this big.
What is going on?
So I cook the spinach whole with a bit of garlic, cook the spinach, wilt it down, then I wait for all the water to dry off, put it on the chopping board, and I'm chopping the cooked spinach.
Oh,
there's okay. Another little tip for you.
Cheers.
Don't try and chop your spinach beforehand. Wow. Game
That's
over.
That's actually quite a good tip, Bob.
Thank you. Cook it and then cut it.
Oh. Was everyone happy?
Everyone was absolutely loving it.
Did you start us or did you go straight for
and
the
And here's
room?
The third, final tip.
Fourth one.
In your head, you're imagining some chicken is marinating in the juice, They pre-cook the chicken and they put it in at the very end. So the sauce that you're having is often made without meat, and then the meat you chose, which has already been cooked throughout the day, is put in the dish at the very end just to heat up. So you're not making this stewing over this chicken.
How do you know
when
the chicken's like, say the chicken's cooked.
Yes.
And then you just fuck it into the sauce. Do you have to get that back up to temperature, the chicken?
Yeah, well, pretty much you should do, yeah. But I use chicken thighs as well, which are good because even if you overcook them a bit, they're still a bit moist.
Yeah.
So there's your few tips, and not everyone knows those things.
Oh, it's good that.
So there you go. And also, don't buy garlic and ginger. Just buy pre-made garlic and ginger paste. That's what everyone's using. In a jar, mixed together, 50-50. Dosh. See you later. Hey,
yeah,
thoughts?
Pretty good. No, he's good.
Some tips
a lot
there.
Of good shortcuts.
Some tips
really,
there, isn't
for
there?
For a 9-hour day of making
curry. Do you know what I mean? So I started, we went to the shops at 11. They arrived at 6:30. Also, here's the other thing I did.
Oh, fuck me.
Sorry,
we can trim some
of this.
No.
Here's the other thing
gold.
I did is I... What I did
oh,
is
what?
I...
Are you forgetting stuff?
I went to the... Oh, I've got something great to tell you. I went to the Indian restaurant. I rang them up and said, look... Here's the situation, lads. I'm making a curry for my in-laws, and I want you to judge it up a bit. So I said, I want 15 poppadoms, and I want 3 portions of onion bhajis. Because I ain't making poppadoms from scratch. Fuck that. And
yeah,
those little shit ones from the supermarket aren't going to match my levels. No problem, sir. I'll see you at 6:00. They're coming at 6:30. So I went and picked up. This took ages as well. I also had to go back to the supermarket for more tins of carrot and coriander because I ran out because I made it too spicy. So I get there. Chilli Masala, Edgeley High Street.
Good
Stockport.
Lads. Very good lads.
Very good lads. And you'll realise we're the good lads in a minute. I went in there and one of them went, hey, Sloppy Joe's.
No.
Yeah. Stretford Paddock. Yeah, how you doing? How you doing? I said, oh, how you doing, lads? You okay? How you doing? He's like, yeah, I've got these. I'm doing this. Also, we're booking in. We've got a booking in.
Yeah,
so I wanted
because
I think it's seen as slightly rude to just order starters from an Indian. like just getting poppadoms.
What else did you get? Did you get a half-time curry for yourself?
I got some onion bhajis and I got some poppadoms.
Did you eat anything there? No.
No, I didn't eat anything there. And then I was like, perfect. This is so good. Cheers, lads. Thanks for getting rid of it. Got the 20 quid out, cash only, fair enough. Their prerogative. And they went, you know what? Just for a shout out, you can have it.
Oh, that is
give us
nice.
A shout out. Give us a shout out. Nice. I was like, no, do it. So, chili masala, this camera.
This camera.
Ethan, change the cameras.
Fucking hell, man. Edgeley High Street. Go and check them out. Best Indian in the area.
Fucking about and you're
Jesus Christ. Honestly, fantastic place. So that judged it up. Place. What a night. Still getting texts about the curries. People loved them. They've all got the shits. There's litigation involved. They're all going to sue me. But honestly, it may have taken 8 hours to make, 8 hours to recount. But what a night.
We stop this wonderful podcast from a message by our sponsors. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Now, Joe... Yeah, very, very well, thank you. Joe, you've got luscious locks. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I'm not blessed with such amazing hair. Mm. And that really got me down. Mm. And I think you've seen my journey with my hair, haven't you?
We speak about it a lot. And it's something that I think, especially in the past... was a big focus of your life, wasn't it? How do we get this right? How do we minimise this? How do we, you know, fingers crossed, bring things back to life?
Yes.
I don't hear you talking about it as much anymore.
Because, I'll tell you why, it did get me down a lot. Other people were commenting quite mean online, being on the podcast and being on other social videos. People love to have a go at me. Yeah. Bobby Charlton this.
Yeah.
You know, when is he going to just chop it all off?
Who's that egg? I hate that egg. You see that a lot, don't we, on the comments?
That was the past. Now, using suns.co.uk for the last 6 months, here's what I've seen, Joe. And I'll be honest with you. I think this is a long process, but I am sticking with it.
Yeah.
I order suns.co.uk. You get your spray, you get your tablets, you get your vitamins, you get your shampoo.
Yeah.
You start taking them. The first thing I saw was that my hair, I'd go into the shower.
Yeah,
and I'd be showering my hair and you'd just see just hairs just coming off at a ridiculous rate.
Yeah,
the first thing Suns has done to me is it stopped that.
That's good. That's crucial, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because before, you know, you can't drive forward unless you've stopped reversing. Do you know what I mean?
Who said that?
Socrates.
And so that's what it's done. And now, over time, I'm seeing gradually my hair get a little bit more thicker.
Dense.
Some part of my hair is growing out quicker as well after haircuts. And I'm feeling more confident in myself.
Looking great.
And I'm here to tell you, sloppers, if you do have some moments where you look in the mirror and you feel a bit upset, your self-esteem is a bit low, you're worried about your hair, suns.co.uk has some treatments for you. And guess what? November is Cyber Month. We're excited to bring to you a brand new code for you to get your treatment. What's the code, I hear you ask?
What's the code, I say?
Oh, well, the discount code is SloppyJoes33. Ooh. That is for 33% off.
That's a fantastic amount off. We should have said that toward the start.
Probably. Okay. A third off your treatments. Treatments can be found at suns.co.uk. I'll tell you which one I've got.
Mm-hmm.
The Full Works. Oof. It comes with, you've got your vitamins, tablets, hair shampoo, which smells delicious, by the way.
Some of those hand movements may not actually represent where those items are being applied. Vitamins, tablets. You don't put the tablets on the back of the head, you put them in your mouth. Same goes with the vitamins, okay?
I'm very sorry, yes. And then you've got your sprays and you will be looking fabulous.
Yeah.
So make the most of Cyber Month here. The Sloppy Joes applaud you too, because one day, like we say, you'll be sitting here and I'll have the same hair, fingers crossed, as Joe Smith.
Ta-da.
T's and C's apply to that little quote at the end there. But please do, suns.co.uk, use SloppyJoes33 as your discount code. Get it now. Ethan, mate, I got a text off.
Oh, fuck. You got tossed off, Drew, was
no,
that?
Shut up. I got a text off Ethan.
Start again then, because...
No, let's keep going, please.
Okay. I got a text off Ethan. He didn't toss me off. Saying, what would you think about this, right? We were talking in the group, but he went, oh, sorry, I'm at Wolves away. He worded it like
Woolworths.
Wolves away.
Wolves.
Now Wolves are a football team.
Yeah, playing football. Yeah, yeah. So he's obviously going to touch Newcastle.
And Wolves were away that game that weekend. So I thought, I don't know why, he's obviously got a connection. He's going to Wolves away.
Yeah.
Did you go to Wolves away?
No, sorry, I went away to Wolves.
It was great.
He's going to Wolves away, and then it started kicking off in the crowd, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
And I thought Ethan's going to get straight in there. They're gonna find out he's like a Newcastle fan. I thought you might have started the whole thing.
Yeah,
Ethan.
They're using you as a battering ram, weren't they? Yeah. Twatting someone else over the head with you.
No. I went to Wolves for a different reason, and that reason was for my my friend Webbo, who I hope he doesn't mind me saying. A complete fucking nutcase.
Okay. Why is he nutcase? Examples.
First time I met him, I said, "Hello, mate. I'm Ethan. Nice to meet you." I'm stood in a bar. I've got one of those pictures.
Are you still saying all of this?
Am I still saying all of this?
Yeah, you ain't. First time I met him, I said, "Hello, mate. Nice to meet you. I'm stood in a bar. I've got a picture." You're not saying. What are you saying? When did you stop saying it?
Okay, so we've parked aside the trip to Wolves. We did travel to Wolves in the car, but this is all aside. McGrath's question. Yeah. How do I know him? First time I met him, in a bar, a picture in hand, like, you know, the ones full of booze.
Yeah.
I went, "Hello, mate. I'm Ethan. Nice to meet you." He's friends with my mate Tom. And he just looked at us and swiped my whole thing out my hand and dropped it all over the floor. That's the first time I ever met him.
Wow.
What, on purpose? He just went,
"Oh, yeah.
Fuck off."
Yeah.
He seems like the sort of person that you should keep your eye on, doesn't he?
Then did he buy you a new one? Or did you have to go back to you?
No, he didn't. But from that moment on, I thought, what a knobhead.
What else?
Is this your friend? Sorry, what is this?
He's a friend through a uni friend, so I see him now and then. It's always nice when he comes down. We've reconciled since, for that was a few years ago. So I went to his engagement party.
No way!
One of the first ones, if not the first one, definitely the first one of my age of friends, for I am a 24-year-old male. He is also the same age, and he's now getting married. So went all the way to Wolves in the car. Yeah. In the car.
You drove your Mini?
No, I was sat in the back as a trister of his Mini. Yes, off we went to Wolves, and when we got there, it was in this like little social club, you see.
What was? Classics. What is this?
The engagement party.
So it's an official party.
It's an official party. It's not just a get together, is it? It's an official party. Have you got them a gift?
Oh yes. Well, actually, we thought just beforehand we'll buy them a bottle of tequila, one of those Guinness things as well that make it a bit more fizzy, yeah. And a box of chocolates.
Lovely. That nice touch. Nice.
Yeah,
touch.
Oh yeah. Lovely touch. Lovely touch. So we got there. It's one of those social clubs, you know, like you kind of like your cheap nasty buffet and
Slag off the buffet. What was on it? Chicken legs.
Oh, like, you know, like pork pies that are like open and sliced.
Open-faced egg mayo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say, 1 out of 10 club, the cold chicken leg has to be
awful. Awful.
It?
Yeah. No salt, no pepper. Just cold. All the skin's gone all wrinkly and tight.
That's gross. Made me feel sick.
Yeah, proper. We've rented a leisure centre and we've got the buffet going. Yeah.
That needs a reviving, doesn't it, soon, the chicken leg?
Yeah.
There's a lot of them kicking about.
And it is, and also, I think what it needs to be reframed as maybe is like the mega wing. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I know it's not a wing, but like if it's not got a place in sort of, it's still really living off the sort of Henry VIII buffet kind of feast, and, you know, mental thing. It needs a revamp. Good point. Sorry, Ethan.
Cheese on a stick.
Love it.
Bit of pineapple section on the end of it as well.
Pickled onion on there as well?
No.
Ah, missing a trick.
Just a bit of cheddar, cube cheddar. So anyway, I decided to have some of that because I was bloody starving. Whacked a few pints down me. And then Webbo, in his Wolverhampton accent, which I won't do for the sake of the podcast because I'm terrible at it.
Yeah, do it.
Give it a go.
Try it.
He rallies the troops, says, come up front. I'm going to make a big speech.
Oof, God. Now, did you know a speech was coming?
No.
Did he know a speech was coming?
No. He said he's got nothing written down. So Webbo's wearing a tux, a full tux, right? He goes to the front, to the DJ booth, and he grabs like a pair of headphones that has a microphone there. So he's like speaking
like a sort of a pilot. This is
Webbo here. We are currently flying at the buffet.
What, why, like, yeah, like Britney Spears or some sort of pilot or something?
Oh, like you're playing Xbox with your mates, that kind of thing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
less racism, hopefully.
Oh, yes. And he
not from me, by the way, just from the, that's like the stereotype, isn't it?
What is?
Like, people being racist on Call of Duty is like an old-fashioned meme.
And I wasn't. Why do you bring that up? Are you being racist on Call of Duty?
No, I'm saying I wasn't, but you would hear it. Oof, bam. We used to block everyone for doing that.
Oh, terrible. Condemn it now. Actually, now we've got the platform.
I encourage it.
No, I no.
I don't play games.
Oh.
As in, you don't play on Xbox, or like, I don't play games, let's get racist.
Both. Anyway, we've got ourselves into a cul-de-sac here, haven't
Go
we?
Go on, Ethan. Sorry, it's my fault, that.
Basically, he says... if you're not enjoying tonight, don't blame me. It was me fucking mum.
Oh no! What, he said it out loud. He said that out loud.
That's his opening statement.
Yeah, he opened with it.
Yeah.
Fucking hell! What a crazy way to open.
Yeah.
Blaming mum. What was she? Did he get a laugh or did it just die on its arse?
Bit of a whoa.
Oh. I bet mum wasn't happy.
Oh well.
What's she like?
I don't know. I don't know who she is. Right. Probably should have said
there?
Hello.
Did she not, like,
she was probably there. I didn't say hello.
Did she not go? Did you not go? That's me, mum.
No.
So it wasn't like a sort of jokey.
You're moving the camera so sort of fucking quick at the minute.
A jokey, endearing, kind of slightly piss takey, but it's with love. Here's my mum. I'm only messing. It wasn't that.
Oh well, it probably it was, but in his own direct way.
So what happens? Like, does he recover the room?
Well,
he
keeps going, and we don't really know what's going on. And there's a lot of waffling and swearing. So then my mate Tom, who's sat on the table with all of us, I look across to him and he's trying to get the eye contact of the table in a panic. And then he just goes, starts clapping. We all clap, we get it going. Yeah. We'll clap him off. He thinks the crowd, he's won the crowd over. Yeah, we're getting him off stage. And but apart from that, it was a lovely night.
How did it end? Did you go out?
Spoons and Pop World.
Oof, you're a bit of a devil, you aren't you, sometimes, Ethan?
Oh, yes, that's what they all say.
Pop World in Wolverhampton.
Oh, yes.
Oof, what was that like?
What experience, that was for sure. Had a good time.
Was Manisha with you?
No, she wasn't there. It was time for the boys. Oh. Stayed at my friend Tom's house, and in the room, I didn't realise this, I forgot this. Tom is ownership of 3 cats. And I'm very allergic to cats.
You're allergic to 1 cat, let alone 3. Mm.
That's the triple threat, you see, on this occasion.
Yeah.
So I go upstairs and to bed at about 3:30 in the morning.
Whoa!
You're a fucking lad.
Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are, Alan Brazil?
I don't know. I ordered a Mackey's as well. Told the guy the wrong house number.
Good.
And the front door's closed. The dad let us in at 3:30. We've got no way of getting there. So I got my torch on. I'm hanging out the window, waving the torch like this so you can see it. And he throws it to us.
Did he get it up to you? Rapunzel?
Just fucking throws it to us anyway. I scram that off the bed. Wob comes in at 5 in the morning.
Where's Wob been?
Oh, he's been out, you know, on the beers still.
Shagging.
No, he's not
beers.
Been shagging.
The nose beers.
And then he, at about 6-7 in the morning, he wakes me up because we're lying in bed together. He goes, I'm going out, getting a drink. All right, no worries. About 7 in the morning, I wake up to feel it on my chest. A pressure like this.
Heart attack.
And I open my eyes. That's a fucking cat.
Oh, no, it knew.
A fucking cat.
It knew that it was no good for you and it wanted to hurt you.
Little fucking bastard.
What did you do to it?
I fucking smacked it and I said, you dare come back in here.
You what?
He took away my breathing.
So you hit it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure fucking Kurt Zuma on a stag do over
Well,
here.
It's more of a reflex. So you wake up and you go, fuck off! You know what I mean?
Did it hurt the cat?
It didn't hurt the cat, did it?
He said he was alright.
Who did?
Cat.
Right.
The cat's dead, isn't it?
No, the cat's not dead. He didn't purposely hit it. He jumped and goes,
yeah, 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 yeah.
You've seen some of Ethan's weird reactions to stuff. Buck was in the other day. He didn't know what to do. He kind of goes like that.
Yeah, we can see that on Patreon.
Anything? Any other gossip?
I tried curling.
Huh? How did you? When?
What, the stone based ice game?
Yeah.
How did I try that? Where did you try that?
How cool
just,
was it?
Just give it a go. I was
no,
very
don't
good.
Just give it a go. You can't. It's not like you can just do it, is it?
Yep.
Just in the, no, not yep. Where did you do it?
just had a bit of a go of it.
I'm gonna fucking absolutely homeless.
I'm very talented, it turns out.
Oh, yeah. What, were they using you as the stone by any chance?
No,
yeah, they were. You were the sweeping brush, out. Weren't you, with your new mustache?
No.
Dragging that across the floor.
I back-heeled one, though, and I've hurt my heel, so I can't walk very well now.
I thought these things were huge.
Oh, yeah, huge.
You back-heeled one?
Yeah, what am I doing?
I don't know what's true and what isn't anymore. How are you?
Good. I went to... I had a good weekend.
Did you? Did you not do... sorry, we're not just talking about the awards. Have you got other stuff?
Drove a Porsche.
A Porsche?
Porsche.
911?
No. It was a big one. It's called like a Tycoon or something like that. Give me a word. Give me a word that would begin with a P but isn't Tycoon, but a car might be called it.
Pigeon.
No, it's not the Porsche Pigeon. It's the Porsche. I'm going to have to Google it.
Pine.
Oh, I've got no internet here. Give me another word. Tycoon, something like that.
Tycoon.
I was invited to drive a Porsche for an hour.
Why?
Great question.
No, you weren't.
Because I'm a cool guy.
No, you fucking weren't invited to drive a Porsche for an hour.
I was.
Richard Hammond.
I get to this place, right, this event.
Richard Hammond Cheese.
It's amazing. It's a place called Obsession. It's a festival.
Obsession. Now, I know I've been there. That's a gay nightclub. So what they were doing with the Porsche was not that one.
I wasn't being to a gay nightclub.
It's great.
Obsession, right, is basically Glastonbury for chefs.
So we've had the Oscars for restaurants and the Glastonbury for chefs.
Yeah.
What's next?
It's been 4 days.
What's next?
So
the Epstein Island for small business owners?
Nope. Essentially, chefs from around the UK and the world that have got Michelin stars that year go to this kitchen in North Cotes.
Where's that?
Coates. Cliveroe. Nice. All posh around there.
Yeah.
You mean Cliveroe?
No, I don't love it though. Because in the way that Scunthorpe has got a nasty little word hidden in it, hasn't it?
Oh, it does.
Oof. That's what's in. Yeah. Isn't it? I don't like
clit
it.
Clitoro. Oh, yeah. Again, I need some.
Clit Hero.
Oof.
That's what you're trying to call you. You tried to get that going as a nickname for yourself,
time
didn't
stamp
you?
Now. Yeah, Clivero. Clivero. The really nice hotel and different chefs take over. I was there to eat food from Lorna McGee. She cooked red deer, halibut, and a mushroom tart. It was delicious. But before she cooked, one of the sponsors, which are Porsche, said, why don't you come and drive the car?
What is your life?
Right.
You've got Debbie McGee.
I'm doing this all by myself.
You've got Debbie McGee making some red deer for the hell of it, or whatever you said. And then you're driving a Porsche.
So I get in this Porsche, and do you know what? I've got to be honest with you. I was shitting it a little bit.
I would be.
So the guy went, this is a £250,000 car. It was unbelievable. And he went, sat with me, he went, have you driven an automatic before? No, have you driven electric before? Yes. That's all I said. He went, it'll be sound then.
Have you?
Nah, have a fuck. Get in there, it's automatic. Have you driven an automatic before?
No.
Oh, my God,
drive.
You might as well just fucking sit back.
Really?
This right? You've got... Oh, can I say that?
Beep no. it.
Sorry.
Just beep it.
I've never said that word before on the pod. Picture yourself driving a car manual. What do? You use your left leg, don't you, for the clutch.
Yeah.
You use your right leg for braking and accelerating. For some reason, I forgot that. My left leg felt left out. So I started using my left leg on the brakes, meaning... Oh, my God. Do you know when you put your foot down on your left leg to clutch to change gears?
You push it all the way in?
Yeah, I was pushing the brake all the way in. I was getting nowhere.
Honestly, but you're doing it at the same time as the accelerator?
No. I was trying to brake with my left foot whilst like slowly reversing with my accelerator.
Reversing.
And my left foot, bang! And I was like, oh my God, I need to sort this out. And I went...
You and the instructor just smushed in the front grill.
No, it's just... He left.
What?
He leaves you alone.
No.
He says, be back in an hour and a half. I went, great.
What are you driving around?
Wherever I want, come back and...
No.
Yes.
You're on the public road.
I'm on the public road.
No, you're not.
I 100%
I thought you were on like a track day.
No. So I then realised what I've got to do now. The left leg needs to just chill out.
Yeah.
Go and sit over there for a bit. You're not needed for the next hour and a half. But it's so difficult. Now and again, if you go into like sort of autopilot, you feel your left leg just moving across.
You should have put it up on the dash.
Yeah, I try to. But I get
or put it in the boot.
I get restless, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
I nearly took my shoe off, but I thought that's illegal.
Yeah.
Anyway, great car.
Obviously, let's pretend that what I'm... The question I'm about to ask you, I want you to answer with a lie. So you're not going to get sued or fined or get any points on your license. Answer with a lie. What's the fastest you went in it?
I tell you this. I don't want to say.
If you were messing about, just pretend it's not real. This is a joke.
I'll tell you this. I wouldn't last long with the Porsche. I wouldn't last like a long time if that was my car.
You'd be dead.
No, I'd just have my license taken away from me.
Really? 120 mile an hour. You said to me.
You put your foot down slightly, and you're already up to 70, which is what I respect. I respect the roads.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd leave it.
So you get 70, and then you slam the brakes on, don't you?
Oof, yeah.
That's carnage, though, isn't it? I can't believe they let you on public roads. I thought you were going to do a little track day thing. Was it good, though?
Brilliant.
What a lovely weekend. You've been a lucky boy recently, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Although, I'm still trying to find good skincare.
I can help you with this off the pod. Off the pod.
I used, do you know the mint shower gel?
No. You're not using natural sauce on your face.
I'm not doing too bad, you know, the natural stuff. The only thing is, though, so I was like, I'm getting a reaction to, like, Nivea stuff and L'Oreal stuff and stuff like that.
Yeah, too heavy.
There's too much shit going on. So I thought, I used some Eau Naturelle, and I used some of the mint. Mate, I put the mint stuff there. Mate, I couldn't open my eyes.
Is that good?
No, I couldn't open my eyes because of the... Do you know when the water hit, the hot water hit the mint? It was stinging my eyes. I couldn't see for a minimum 5 minutes.
It's so good,
stood in the shower.
The natural sauce shower gel is... It's if it was any stronger, it would be used by the police in sort of riot control, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Have you ever had it on your
testicles,
gooch, taint, and bum hole?
Yeah, it is mad, isn't it?
Game changer. It's a game changer.
What game are you playing?
Tell you what, you've played a different one after you've done that. Yeah, let me tell you.
Agony Bands, by the way, is where we solve your problems. SloppyJoesPodcast@gmail.com. We also love your 9 out of 10 club recommendations. One of them we'll be doing in a few moments' time, and your 1 out of 10 club recommendations as well.
Agony Bands.
Agony Bands.
Agony Bands.
Agony Bands.
Agony Bands. This is from Fred.
Fred.
Dear Sloppers, I hope you're doing well, or at least better than myself.
Oof.
I regret to inform you that I'm writing this from prison, and I need your help.
What? Is he? We've got a listener in jail.
Oh, yeah.
What's he done?
My cellmate, Randy, hasn't been here long. He's very reserved, quiet, and as it turns out, rather smart. He's a fan of chess, as well as the Sloppy Joes, and of woodwork. And you can probably imagine he's struggling to integrate with the other inmates. I often hear him crying at night, protesting his innocence, and even scratching at the wall. I guess that's his way to cope. What should I do to help my friend? I keep trying to tell him to get out in the yard where we're allowed to enjoy fresh air, but he just walks away, telling me he'll soon be gone from this place and mutters some nonsense about going to Mexico. What should I do? Please help. Yours truly, Fred.
Am I missing something here? We've got a listener in prison.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's not a joke.
It sounds like we didn't.
That's literally an email.
Why? Has somebody Agony Bands made up? That... stunned me when I read that.
What do you make of that?
One, Sloppy Joe's in prison. That's mad.
Yeah.
Little did I think. I mean,
slopping out Joe's more like. Isn't slopping out with the core of the food and that?
Oh, so it's nothing to do with sexual stuff, is it? Sloppy favours. Oof.
Oof.
There must be something in prison called Sloppy Favours, Ethan.
Oh yeah.
How long would you last in prison?
Well, giving out sloppy favours would keep me going.
Ooh. Slopping out is the manual emptying of human waste.
Okay.
When prison cells are unlocked in the morning.
Oh, that's horrible.
You made it seem like you were getting porridge.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Oh, I'm not sure you didn't ask for that when you rock up a strange way.
Slopping out, please.
Oh, I'd rather slopping out, please.
Have you...
Not really. Right, well, one thing you can do. He loves chess. Lower the tone a little bit. If you don't know chess, play checkers with him. That's a better game anyway.
Is it? When you
checkers,
say better, easier, simpler.
Miles better game than chess.
What do you mean?
It's just chess is like... Really?
Chess is difficult and you can't be asked.
No, chess isn't difficult.
Chess isn't difficult, he says.
I tell you what it is. It's just a bit too up his own arse, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
In what sense?
It's like, oh, this can move that way, this can move that way, this can do that, this can do that. We've got a queen, we've got knights. You know what I mean? What is this?
Yeah.
Drafts, everyone's equal, innit? Unless you get a king when you double up at the...
So not equal then?
Yeah, I love it. It's a possession-based game as well.
Yeah.
So I played checkers with him.
It's the ticky-tacker of board games, isn't it?
I love it. He likes woodwork. See if you can, I don't know.
Well, it's perfect.
Make a new chair.
No, fucking hell. Make a chess set with him.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't it? Yeah, you make the board, he can make the pieces. Imagine that. Just carving out a little knight, a little horse's head. I know you want to do checkers, but it's more fun making a chess set. That's actually really nice. If that's real, I don't even know if that's real. But you and him, just say, here's, we've got a new project. When we've got our personal time, whatever, I don't even know if that's a thing. But if you get to do woodwork, you get to choose what you make. Carve out a little chess set together. I think that's quite nice, that.
What, the more I think about it, the more I think we've been done here. I want to know what he's done.
You don't never ask, because he ain't done it. You've got to remember that. He's just said he's not done it, he's innocent.
All right, what haven't they done? We need to
I'll
know.
Give you a list of every crime I ain't
because
committed.
We don't want anyone who's got a... Right, like, said, we send them some Sloppy Joe's merch.
Yeah.
You don't want a nonce in a Sloppy Joe's hoodie, do you?
Oh, well, as long as they pay. If we get 25 quid for a hoodie, it doesn't matter if a nonce wears or not.
Right, 9 out of 10 club.
Oh, big one this. Don't mean to leave this out. This is from a viewer as well. So send your 9 out of 10 club, send in your agony bants to sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Even if it's just a funny news story, people sending in pictures of Luke Littler when he was big because Joe looked like him. Send in any correspondence.
He's still big.
To, yeah, of course. It's, you know, barely fit in that shirt.
I mean, famous.
Well, yeah. To sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Now, this is from a friend of ours called Christopher Barrett, one of the top sloppers.
Lovely.
Christopher Barrett, no subject, bold, says, dear Ethan, Joe and Joe, feel embarrassed that he put you last there?
Oh, that's a first.
How do you know it's me that's last?
Well, it says, dear Ethan, Joe and Joe.
Yeah, so
you're all last.
No, he's put you last. It's embarrassing that for you. Lads, hope this email finds you well. The time has come for the white Cadbury cream egg to be brushing shoulders with the 9 out of 10 club. Not only should this be in the 9 out of 10 club, but it simply blows every other chocolate out of the water. Hands down, the best chocolat on the marquee. Apologies, Jesus Joe, as I know you don't have the sweetest of tooths, but this simply cannot be left out. All the best, up the Reds. P.S. Ethan's rendition of Coming Home Newcastle is the shittest song I've ever heard. 1 out of 10, Christopher.
I was meant
Thank
to
you,
cut that out.
But
I was meant to cut that out. Yeah. It was just a mess.
No, you left me to edit it and you went...
Oh, shit, yeah.
You did. You went cut this bit out and I watched it back and I was like, nah, I'm keeping that in. Right, I've got 3 white chocolate cream eggs coming around here. You are playing with fire a little bit because Joe doesn't like sweet stuff. He's boring. Oh, what was for dessert after the Indian?
Rasmalai.
What's that?
It's an Indian dessert. It's sweetened milk with sort of floral, I think it's got like cardamom and different bits in it, with floating milk solids in it.
Did you make that?
Nah, I bought it.
That sounds actually quite nice.
It was actually.
Nothing beats a trifle these days though, does it? This is going to be sweet, you know.
I know, white chocolate's already crumbs. It looks, I'll tell you what, visually, it's quite an impressive piece, isn't it, the creme egg?
And you see off his fucking head, visually.
What are you talking about? You've never had a cream egg before?
I've never had a white one, no.
Visually, yeah.
That's
visually,
quite a striking
this just
thing,
looks
that.
Like a white
egg.
Cream
it
egg.
It looks like a real egg. You go first, sir.
That's the thumbnail.
Oh, cracks.
One more off, go.
Ethan, someone's got to be here to speak. Oof. Oh, took the top of it there.
Yeah. It's shite inside of it.
There's not. It's a cream egg. You know what a cream egg is? No. So a cream egg, for who hasn't had it, if you're not from a country that produces Cadbury, it is Cadbury's chocolate, which is just sort of standard chocolate. In this case, Cadbury's white chocolate, with a kind of almost flavourless but kind of sugared fondant centre. Good to show this camera, please. Your eyes are watering. Are you okay?
I don't know why. These are sugary, aren't they?
No, there we go. Stop talking about
You're
it.
You're going to be stunned. Now, the cream egg centre is like a lot of fondue. It is sugary, isn't it? What are you laughing at?
Not fucking fondue, is it? That's not it? Cheese.
Wait, what's the word I'm looking for? What is it when you have
fondant.
A... Fondant. There's no cheese inside these.
It's a delicious white chocolate shell filled with hot liquid cheese.
Oof.
Wow.
I'm intrigued by this. It's powerful, isn't it?
Oh, bit me cheek.
Oh, why?
Yeah, just, can I just say, can I just jump in here and just, first of all, the Cadbury's cream egg, one of the most sickly and horrible chocolates on the market. White chocolate, the worst type of chocolate on the market, infused together. Oh, is this a Friday show? No, it's not. It's a Tuesday show. I'm surprised this isn't a 1 out of 10 club entry.
That's tight, that.
Shite. Oh. Well, I've got a bit of chocolate on me, haven't I?
Oh. What do you think, Joe?
Well, I'm going to start calling Christopher Columbus because he's introduced me to a new world here. However, this new world isn't the sort of future superpower that is the United States. This is by far the sweetest chocolate I've ever eaten in my entire life. It's got no real flavour other than it tastes like white.
Yeah.
It's obscene, actually.
It's quite
putting
wild.
Your fist in a sugar bowl and pouring it all in. What do you make of it? Too much, isn't it?
It's a bit much, isn't it? It's going to be an instant headache. To be fair, the Lugze's not helped. The guy who's you know, the king of diabetes. What was his name?
The king of diabetes?
No. He's a doctor of diabetes in America.
Oh, yeah.
You won't be liking this bit.
No.
He's tried to advise me off it.
Has he?
Not the show, like, just eating sugar in general. And there I just drank a Lugazade, which is powerful. And a very sugary. I feel a bit, what? It's giving me a shivers then.
Yeah. 9 out of 10?
Yeah.
No.
It's nice. I'd say.
Will you ever buy another one?
No.
Thanks, Chris. Do send in your 9 out of 10 club to the Sloppy Joe's podcast at gmail.com.
It's a 6 out of 10 for me. It's nice. I don't think it's absolutely floored me, actually.
Do you know when, like, you're not meant to give someone the Heimlich manoeuvre unless they're choking?
Why?
Because you can crack ribs, you can sort of damage someone, but obviously in the moment someone's choking, it's worth it. This is like the Heimlich manoeuvre of chocolates. This is something that you shouldn't really ever do unless it's an emergency. This would be good to take with you. Do you know if you're some reason you get abducted and they're like, you're getting dropped on a desert island, you're just grabbing something off the counter, this will provide you sustenance for about 2 weeks.
Someone's abducting you and then they're dropping you off at a desert island?
Yeah,
type bastards.
Like Lauren Laverne on Desert Island Discs. Presumably they abduct the celebrity and then drop them off on a desert island. But this would be great to take on a walk or a big walk or a desert island because it'll fill you up for a week.
Did I ever tell you that during lockdown, me and Becky bought... Do you remember when everyone started doing pick and mix?
Yeah.
A guy called Mick opened his own pick and mix. Right, we dropped him around. He's a lad from Newcastle.
Love that.
We got so excited, so giddy. I had that much sugar... It damaged my hearing. I couldn't hear properly for 24 hours. That's crazy, isn't it? Damaging one of my senses for a fucking fizzy cola bottle. Honestly. I had to listen to white noise to get me to sleep because I couldn't comprehend what was going on.
Wrap up.
Anyway, we're going to go now. Thank you very much for watching Sloppy Joe's Patreon. Make sure you get involved because there's a brand new podcast that just dropped there. It's an exclusive. And we'll see you on Friday.
Big and Mick.
Ah! Now defunct, sadly.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. No, stop it.
Ah! No, bye. No.